fact that most people listening to this have some sort of wooden cutting board in their home. We use ours almost every day, if not more. But those traditional wooden cutting boards leave a little something to be desired. Flexibility.
Yar.
They're hard to fit into your sink, they're hard to wash, they take up counter space, and they lack portability. But guess what?
What?
This week's New to Loo 2 is going to change all that. The Wood in Flex from Clever One Brands fuses real hardwood veneers in oak and walnut with a food-grade silicone backing to create a beautiful, flexible, stable cutting surface.
Whoa.
It's made in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Ah.
Shout out to my cheeseheads from North Carolina Hardwood. Shout out to my Tar Heels. Wooden Flex is just over an eighth of an inch thick and flexible, so you can chop and pour. It stores easily and doesn't have to live on your countertop like some massive hardwood boards. Not only that, but you can flip it over and use the silicone as a trivet for hot pans. How's that for flexibility? The Wooden Flex fits in your sink for easy cleaning and sanitation, but you still have to treat it with standard linseed oil as you would a traditional cutting board. It is real wood, people, so it keeps that hardwood surface ready to chop. It's available starting at $29.95 on sites like Amazon, The Grommet, and, of course, their own site, CleverOneBrands.com. I will put all the information for the Wooden Flex up on Lou's Facebook page, along with a little video. So take a look. That's this week's New to Loo 2.
I'm holding this week's New to Loo 2 in my hand right now. As you can see, it's a flexible cutting board. It has a neoprene kind of silicone back so that it doesn't slide off on your countertop. I have one that I've been using at my house now. I am a cutting board aficionado. I am. My wife is always like, why do you always pull the cutting boards out? I go, I just like working on a cutting board. And we have all those Epicurean, you know, the thin ones that are, they don't take up a lot of space in your drawer, which I really like, different sizes. I really do like this cutting board. Mm-hmm. And I am, my wife is famous for her guacamole. She makes amazing guacamole. But do you know who cuts the avocados and cuts the onions and cuts the tomatoes and everything? It's me.
You're the sous chef.
She leaves a whole pile of it and says, I'm going to make guacamole. Then I do all that prep work. I mash it all. And she comes over and, like, sprinkles her little pixie dust over the top. I don't even know what she does. I couldn't make it if you asked me to do it. And everybody's like, oh, Mary Beth, this guacamole is so great. I'm like, hey, how about a little something for me? You know? Well, I was using this cutting board recently. When I cut the, I'm folding it right now like a smiley face. And you cut the onions and you just put it right into the bowl. You cut the tomatoes, put it right in the bowl. You cannot put this in the dishwasher. And this on the surface is real wood. So you do have to put mineral oil, as Lindsay mentioned in her piece, to kind of protect it. And I really do like it. Now, what I have noticed is the grain does raise like wood. So you're going to be using like a real wood cutting board. And right now, what do they have? Oak and walnut, right? And they're going to come out with more species. The only problem I have with this is that it's made in Wisconsin, which means they're Packer fans.
Yeah.
Hey, I said no Packer fans here. That was a rule. All right. So anyway, who has ticket number 516-2730? You're going to win our Noodaloo 2. 516-2730. Bueller? Anyone? Bueller? 516-2730. Where are you? Are you a Packer fan? I would be.
She's
the
like,
answer
how do
would
I
be
answer
no.
This?
The answer would be no, right? You're not a Packer fan.
Well, then I'm sorry.
Here you go. I'm sorry. You win. Congratulations. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We're live at Fox Home Center in Alsip. We'll be right back.